This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's 5:44. After former students alleged that Ohio State University officials ignored sexual abuse on campus, the school is arguing that their lawsuit is blocked by an expired statute of limitations. Now, one outgoing state senator is trying to change that. WOSU's Nick Evans is following the story. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. What does this bill do?
Well, it applies to state law, first and foremost, and it would change the statute of limitations for civil and criminal cases of rape or sexual assault by eliminating the statute of limitations. Right now, for criminal cases, you have 25 years, and for civil cases, you have just 2 years. So Senator Joe Schiavone says that he wants to get rid of the both of them. Now, just recently, we went from 20 years to 25 years for criminal cases, and he sort of sees his bill as an extension of that, but he wants to go further.
Although that's progress, that's not good enough. Progress for 5 years, it opened the window a little bit, but there should not be a limit at all. There's no statute of limitations on murder, and there should not be a statute of limitations on rape.
As I mentioned before, this comes as OSU is facing an ongoing sexual abuse investigation that's tied to Dr. Richard Strauss,
right,
a former athletic doctor who scores of students say abused them sexually during examinations. Does this affect those survivors?
Well, the short answer is probably not. The bill can't apply retroactively. So if the statute of limitations for somebody has already run out, by passing this statute of limitations extension, you don't go back and like gather in people for whom cases have already expired. So unless there is someone out there who was abused by Richard Strauss after, I believe, sometime in 1993, and they can still bring a case that could survive criminally, which is a pretty heavy lift at this point, right? They're basically they have no chance. So. Probably this will not affect those particular cases. But in addition to Senator Schiavone, the attorney, well-known defense attorney Gloria Allred, was there. And she was talking about how even if those statute of limitations have run out for those people, even though this won't apply retroactively to them, she says it's still important to do this, you know, and she's not exactly writing off the cases that are out there against OSU regarding Richard Strauss.
You know, I'll say it best, it's an uphill battle for them. I know there are lawsuits filed. I wish them success. But clearly, there needs to be a change in state law.
The sponsor of this bill, Senator Joe Schiavone, he's term limited. He'll leave office at the end of the year. Can this really pass before he goes in the lame duck session?
Again, probably not. It would be incredible if this were to happen. I mean, A, you have to keep in mind that he is a Democrat in a General Assembly controlled by Republicans. So really, this is not likely to pass. But there are a number of lawmakers on the Democratic side of the aisle that are committed to bringing this up in the coming term. So although he is leaving, this issue that he's raising right now, he hopes, and I think the Democratic caucus hopes, it will come back up and it'll be something that they can continue to work on as the legislature meets again next year.
Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Anytime.
WOSU's Nick Evans is following the story of a bill introduced today by Senator Joe Schiavone that would eliminate the statute of limitations for rape and sexual assault cases.